online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A man's been convicted of murdering children's author Helen Bailey and dumping her body in a cesspit. 56-year-old Ian Stewart shook his head when the guilty verdict was delivered a short time ago. The 51-year-old's body was found at their home in Hertfordshire in June. Stewart told jurors she had gone to stay at their family holiday home in Broadstairs. Sky's Sarah Hajibagari is outside St Albans Crown Court this lunchtime.
Initially, he said that she had left a note asking for time and space to be left alone. However, when he was arrested, he changed his story. He said that she had been kidnapped and that he had been framed for murder.
Well, Charles White is from the Crown Prosecution Service. He's told KMFM it's a highly unusual case.
You had the money, you had the planning, you had the use of the sedative, and then you had this extraordinary cover-up which went on for several months. This fantastical story that he produced that the crime had been committed by these shadowy figures called Nick and Joe.
He'll be sentenced tomorrow.
KMFM News.
A Dartford man starting 10 years in jail after an acid attack which left another man with burns to his face and permanent damage to his sight. Thomas Eastwood threw a corrosive liquid at the victim who tried to break up a fight outside a pub in Essex last March. The 22-year-old from Langlands Drive has been locked up after being found guilty of GBH with intent. Police are renewing an appeal to help find burglars who stole war medals from the home of a 94-year-old veteran near Ashford. Jeffrey Blaine fought during both the Second and First World Wars and spent 3.5 years as a Japanese prisoner. We've tweeted an image of the 7 medals that were taken from the property in Regent Street in Rolvenden at the end of December. Just search at KMFM News. Tributes are being paid to a little boy from Maidstone who's died just days after being diagnosed with leukaemia. Nicola's got the details for the update.
Well, Riley Bourne was taken poorly with chickenpox during half term. By Thursday last week, the 4-year-old was so ill, his parents called an ambulance and he was rushed to Tunbridge Wells Hospital. The following day, blood tests revealed Riley had cancer, and despite starting chemotherapy in London, he passed away on Monday. Since then, thousands of pounds have been raised online. Charlie Howden is a family friend.
I wouldn't have expected anything less for Riley because he was so friendly and so bubbly, and he just loved everybody that he met, and everyone that met him loved him to bits.
The cash will be used to help with funeral costs, while there are also plans to donate some to the hospital where he was treated.
Two drug dealers have been jailed after cocaine and heroin was found in the guttering of a house in Gillingham. Police searched the property on Gillingham Road back in May 2015, where they also recovered a number of mobile phones and almost £2,000 in cash. A 22-year-old who lived there and a 23-year-old from London have been sentenced to a total of more than 10 years. A starving dog is being looked after by vets at the RSPCA after being found dumped next to a busy road in Maidstone. The lurcher, who's been nicknamed Snoopy, was found on Woolley Road last week and weighed just 10 kilos instead of the normal 16. Now, a new app's been launched to help crack down on heritage crime in Kent. Country Eye lets you report suspicious activity around the county's thousands of historic castles, churches and conservation areas. Mark Harrison is the National Police and Crime Advisor for Historic England.
Prevention is the key, but also if offences do occur, and crime will occur, it means we've got a better chance of identifying those offenders and bringing them to justice.
We're being told to batten down the hatches as Storm Doris looks set to bring strong winds to Kent. Forecasters have issued a yellow alert from 5 tomorrow morning. There's a chance that gusts could reach up to 70 miles per hour. And Craig David says he's going to be bringing some special guests to the Brits tonight. 16 years after first being nominated for the British Mouse Solo Artist Prize, he's in the running for it again. He's bringing his parents to the ceremony and doesn't mind if he doesn't win.
I know my mum and dad have been through so much and seen the roller coaster ride I've been on, and to have them next to me and for them to enjoy the night, whatever happens, see their faces light up, I mean, that makes me happy.
KMFM Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Football and Gillingham's wait for their first win of 2017 goes on today. They drew 2-2 with AFC Wimbledon at Priestfield last night. Head coach Adrian Penix told KMFM he isn't too worried though.
We were disappointed, obviously, in the change rooms. The boys are. But I'm not, you know, I really am not disappointed with that performance and the attitude and energy and the football that we played is very good, and they deserve 3 points, and it's a shame we didn't get them tonight.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of some rain today. Windy too, but pretty mild for the time of year. Highs are 13 in Tunbridge, 11 in Sandwich.
Weather.
With Home Plus. For all beds and mattresses, everyone shops at Home Plus.